red vegetable. It's kind of peppery hot.
I can't call his name.
Red Rudolph.
Yeah, I know, but I can't call his name. He got, yeah, reddish.
And what are those other things? Some people make sandwiches out of them, and they're red, and you slice them in the summertime. They grow on a vine.
Tomato.
What about, what do you call those potatoes with yellow meat in them?
That's a sweet potato.
You know what a yam is?
Yeah. I know they've got something called yammy yammy, something duty yam.
What's the difference?
Oh, the duty yam.
Tell me.
Well, a duty yam, it's a yellow tater in that other one there.
Oh, what's the other one got in?
And they all got the same thing in it, but they just got a different name now.
They need reason for a different name.
Yeah, they're better. Them duty yams is better than them.
All right, what's that thing with the real strong odor you slice that makes tears run down your face sometimes?
Pepper and onions.
One of those things I love, fried, you cut them up. That breaks a lot of people out when they're picking them. They can't pick them off.
Okra.
And if you leave an apple or a plum around it, it will dry up and what? Get all dried up and what?
Get all dried up and the seed will come out.
What do you call it? You shut somebody old and wrinkled and they look all what?
And dried up.
All right. The skin of that dried apple was all what?
Doesn't rot at all.
Would you ever use the word shriveled up?
Yeah, it done be done shriveled.
All right. What are those things y'all have a lot of them out in the garden? You cut them off at the root. You gave me one last year, big old green thing. What's it called?
Cabbage head.
When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, what do you say you're going to do with them?
I'm gonna pick them beans and shell them.
All right. What are those big old flat, large beans that you don't eat in the pod? What do you call those?
Them now what you call snap bean.
Any other names for them?
Yeah, they got several names. Some of them pinto beans, some butter beans, some snap beans. They got two, three different name kinds of them things. Of course, all of them good, though.
All right, when you take the top off the turnips and cook them, you have a big mess of what? What do you call them?
You have a big mess of tops and tunnels.
All right. How does lettuce, how would you cut it out? What would you say? What of lettuce?
You pull the lettuce up and cut the top off.
How does it grow?
It grew up in the ground. Now I come up and then a lot of leaves on it. And
you say you want a nice foot of lettuce.
I want a big handful. Head of
lettuce. You have two boys and three girls. What do you say?
I got two boys and two girls.
Did you ever say, you ever heard of head of a child? You ever say, I got five heads here?
Yeah. There's five of them here. I got five of them rascals.
Okay, if you got a whole bunch of them, you might say you got a whole what?
I got a nation of them boogers.
Have you ever used the word passive? Ever heard that?
No.
What's the outside of ear corn cob?
The outside's called shuck.
What's the kind you eat on the cob?
You eat the cone.
What kind of corn is it?
Well, you...
What's the difference between you feed the...
It's the same kind you feed a mule. You just same as a mule when you're eating corn or cob. Roasting, yeah.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
That's a tulsa.
What's that stuff you have to get off the corn?
Silk.
Okay, what's that large, round thing?